4 HKX Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. KF4 NXY.
David, hope you're having a good start to your day and enjoying that cup of coffee.
I got that first cup of coffee going. I might have doubled with somebody coming back to you also, so let me stand by a minute.
From WADMX, Broke 4, Columbus, Ohio 18, Will Mobile, name is Kevin, Kilo Echo, Victor, India, November.
Kevin, this is KO4HKX, Patrick. Good to hear you out here this morning.
Migrated all the way out of Indianapolis, Indiana, with some auto parts going out here to Piedmont. 8 o'clock appointment. But good to hear everybody's doing well out there for sure. Just passed through this little fine town. Just heard you guys come across the rig here. It finally locked into you guys' frequency there and put in the toll. And here I am.
Well, this is Patrick and David. So go ahead and pick it up, David.
I don't have my hearing aids in this morning, so I'm not understanding him real well, so I'm going to kind of take a standby for a few minutes. KF4NXY.
David, enjoy your coffee and go grab your hearing aids there, and we'll be back. We'll be around KO4HK.
All right, Eddie.
You got Kevin here, but I did not catch all your call sign, Kevin. I'm sorry about that.
To number 8, Delta, Mike X-Ray, W8DMX, stroke 4.
This is Dude, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. Good morning to you. Don't think we ever talked, have we?
Hey, Jeff, you might have. I'm usually on 7238 there, the Insomnia Net. Also, South Car,
there. Yeah, we have. I don't get too much HF. Well, sometime once in a while in the morning and in the evenings I get in. I think one of our guys I talked to in the evening does. He's now, I think, Glenn. KW, do you know him?
I ring a bell there for sure. I'm a big AF operator back home. I run a set of Gold Dust Twins. Oh, shucks. Once in a while, be on 3880 or 3885
there
on the weekends there.
Well, we hadn't talked. I don't recognize the voice today. Because I'm old. I can't remember stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Today, I'm 66 years old, and I'm still out here driving tractor and trailer. I don't know what's wrong with me. I should have done quit a long time ago.
You had it. Shoot. Yeah, I remember 66. I had fun during that time.
Them good old days now. This time of year, things is kind of on a goofy side there for sure. Yeah, running over here to Piedmont right quick. Bunch of auto parts come out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm originally from Statesville, North Carolina. I left the farm life, followed my cousins to Ohio. And after he got out of the military, started working for the Ford Motor Company. They started acting crazy shit down up there and stuff there in the Cleveland, Ohio area. And migrated back to the capital city, which is Columbus, there, and started driving through.
What are you doing for Mocha?
I think it's where I got to go to in Piedmont.
Yeah, good. So, and then you're coming. So, you've been on the road a while tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, I come straight on down. I said, I got to get down here. I said, I had no strain, no pain for that. So, I know they're sitting here texting me now. I ain't fooling with them, but I'm here. 8 o'clock in the morning appointment.
People out there without no sleep riding around out there, somebody trying to text you.
Keep your miles on your belt. You got to get used to that kind of stuff, you know.
On the news sometimes, they make headlines when they fall asleep and hit somebody head on.
Definitely that's true for that. Been accident free. No logbook violations. No overload tickets. Well, I tell you, that's damn good for somebody been that long on the road, you know.
Well, because you're overdue.
Never know it. I just stopped back there and got a cup of mud back there and a couple of donuts and just sitting here just 45 down a little rough side road over here.
Nuts out there that have been drinking and they want to ride on the wrong side of the road aim at you, right?
I'm coming down through K-Town. I don't know where the guy comes from, even though she'd be picking, look, she should be a Ford 1-2 there. Where is he going? Left to right, left to the right, right to left. Hey, he got that wall over there on the side. I tell you, he looked like somebody was welding.
First ever was about 3 or 4 days ago. I was coming down the road right. I mean, no, I was going straight across. I decided to take a right, now I'm going straight across. There was a lady, I don't know what nationality she was. She wasn't from here. She was somewhere. But anyway, she was on the wrong side of the road. She was on my side of the road taking a left in front of me, head on.
In the morning. Ooh, that wasn't fun.
In the right lane, the way I was going, she was in my right lane. What in the world? I went by her on the other side. I moved over to the left lane and passed her on my right as she was taking. And everybody stopped. Everybody just stopped and was just looking. There wasn't any real chance of an accident. You know, she was turning left, but that was my first experience of looking at somebody head on.
I've been lucky, knock on wood. I tell you, I had that happen a couple of times at me with the Cabo on the KT-100. Just had the darn thing customized, man. And I just got out the shop here. Oh, man, I thought they got all my money down the drain. But luckily, it avoided me, and she caught a J.B. Hunt Cabo truck, and he drug her 335 feet to a complete stop.
Yeah, hey, Patrick? Let's keep talking to Kevin. Keep him good and awake this morning while he gets to his destination, right?
And, dude, you're going to have to do it on your own because I'm going into the black hole up here. Kevin, nice to meet you, and I'll pop out the other side of the black hole here in about 20 minutes. And I'll be back. So you be careful out there, and good to hear you this morning, KO4HX. I'll be on the side for now, 7-3.
Oh, well, you going to the other repeater?
Kevin, that way he can have some company. And then the other guys will be around here in a little bit. And it's about time for KO4HK.
Oh. Well, David, did you get back from coffee yet?
I got my first cup going.
Do you?
Do you too, I heard you telling Patrick yesterday morning that, you know, he was lucky. His power went out, so he got to use his generator. And me and you got brand new generators, and our power won't go out.
And all the luck, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I bet he don't feel that lucky, though.
He had his a while.
Up there where he's at, I think he probably really, really needs it too, you know, because, you know, power go out up there, might be a while before you get it back on.
I'm going to grab me some coffee, or I'm going to drink some of that cold coffee. I'll be back. Talk to Kevin for a minute there, and I'll be back. N4A's Eddie.
Back just a cup of coffee, I'll get you a little bit KF4 and XY.
Good old hot cup of mud this morning. I just crossed over 85 here. I'm about a quarter mile from my destination.
Hope you're not anywhere near 85 northbound there. 101 and BMW, it's come to a stop there. They've had a wreck and traffic's been stopped there for a while.
Hope it'll be clear by the time I get unloaded, but I'm going to bed when I get over here and get checked and drop this trailer. Whiskey 8 Delta Mike X-ray, stroke 4.
You have a good morning, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4 and XY.
Roger, roger.
One of these little cold coffees out of the fridge in a pack of crackers. See, you, I thought you were supposed to be there around 8 o'clock there, Kevin, so you're there early.
Early and be late. You get a good parking spot. I've been doing it for many, many years and stuff. I'd rather be early than be late, you know.
Glad you made it. Now, is the place open, or are you going to snooze till they open?
I'll get checked in over there and stuff and find out what doctor's going on. I'll just go ahead and bump the doctor, you know, and sit there.
So you can take a snooze while they unload you.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going nowhere. I've been out of hours. I don't have no EV out of my truck. I'm an owner-operator.
Good way to beat the computer.
Yeah, I don't have that installed in my truck. This is my personal tractor here. Now I got log, paper log.
There you go. Yeah, you got an advantage over the people with computers, then.
What about it? That's the disadvantage about that thing. It's good in a certain way and it's bad in another way, but by you having a paper log, you keep on getting things around and keep on going. But when that thing tells you to stop, you better stop it. You know, that truck will shut down wherever you at.
You too.
I didn't attract me with an EDL system in there.
I believe it's, may not be Big Brother, but somebody's watching you if you got that computer going or you know, working for somebody.
Install writing, want to be drilling holes in my vehicle and stuff, and custom paint job and all that, and it was, all of a sudden stuff started leaking in there and messing the interior. Now, I thought somebody went that crap in my truck.
Taxes on it.
My friend, you better hurry up and know it.
That's right. Hey, what are you going to be doing today?
Give the guy a call about getting my pontoon fixed. I got a couple of nasty holes in one of the pontoons and see about getting it over to him and getting it spot welded and fixed.
Hey.
I don't know. One of the holes is, right on the seam at the front of the pontoon and the other one's kind of around on the bottom. I guess I banged it up pretty good time before last that I put it on the trailer. Didn't realize it, but anyway, one of the holes is right on the seam, so I know this guy, he's a real good welder. He's already done some welding on the back end of the boat where really I think the motor's a little bit too big and heavy for that boat, and it was causing some hairline cracks. Anyway, he repaired that for me, and he ran a real good bead. He's a good welder, and he didn't charge me all that much, so I think I'll just take it to him.
Hey, you good to know somebody can do that, and he'll jump on it for you. N4AZE.
N4NXY. Well, what's on your agenda for today?
I didn't wake up this morning. I slept too long, so I came to. You know what I mean? I gotta figure it out. I had to wait the sun comes up, and then I'll figure it out.
And hopefully, they're saying today's gonna be some sunshine. Be a whole lot better to get outside and do stuff. I'd wanted to do something with that boat yesterday, but I had pretty much just nothing but the rain down here the whole day, and I wasn't gonna try and hook it up and drag it down the road and fool with it in the rain, so I just did stuff inside yesterday.
I thought we were going to clear up yesterday. Of course, I never did. We were, when it wasn't raining, it was just misty, you know, out there, so I stayed in the shop all day and just piddled around. Now I'm getting cabin fever. I hope the sun does come out. I want to get outside, see what's that. Maybe even get in the streets, you know what I mean?
Way to didn't go anywhere, you know, yesterday, and want to get out and about and do something today.
The places, they call it, they chewed me out one time for calling it the dump. They said it's not a dump, this is a recycling plant. I always called it the dump. They changed the name of it to recycling now, so, but I gotta do that, take some trash bags to the recycling plant, and maybe if it gets clear enough. It's not too cold. I might get a hot rod out and burn some fuel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to meet up with you sometime and take a look at one of them hot rods. Maybe you should take me for a ride in it.
Especially just what I'm messing with now, the old. I hadn't worked on them in a while since Helene, you know. I kind of neglected everything. I hadn't had anything out. I probably need to fire them all up. They've been sitting that long now. But I've been messing with these little model airplanes, you know, messing with that for a while, so I need to get away from that.
Yeah. I really like the old car, so I really wish I'd have held on to that Mustang. I gave it, you know, to my brother for his oldest son to drive, and Steve tried changing it over to a V8 and everything, and never did finish the project, and then he passed away, and then the boy ain't got the talent to finish up the work on the thing, so I'm sure it's still sitting in the garage over there.
Tell him you know somebody's interested in that Mustang that might be willing to bring him some money, and that's why you're calling. And who knows, maybe y'all will talk again.
It might work. I've been, you know, letting the wife kind of communicate with the sister-in-law and get her to run her a text and see how she responds.
Yeah, just tell him you know somebody that's willing to pay some money for a Mustang, if it's not, you know, too crazy. I don't really need to be doing that at my age, starting something new. But I always wanted to do one of those as a project, you know, especially one that's gutted out.
I'd pretty much redone the interior on it, so the inside's in pretty good shape, and the body's in pretty good shape, and to finish up the V8 install, you do some wiring, and cut the drive shaft, and hook up the rear end, and there's the new gas tank to go in it, and then, you know, she'd be ready to scream down the road.
Checks when you get a chance, and let me know what they say. We'll go from there. N4AZE.
I'll do that. KF4NXY.
Here. You already backed up. You're waiting on them to unload you, right?
Not here yet, but that's a good thing anyway. I wish I'd go to talk to my wife.
Right. And Patrick, are you back from the dark hole yet? Through a section that he loses the repeater.
Where did Oakie get there?
Somewhere, North Carolina and Georgia. I'm not sure which one. The one we're talking on, isn't this one here in Caesar's Head? Is that where this one is? David, Caesar's Head, is that right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's at Caesar's Head, just a couple of miles from the North Carolina border. That 285 that they flip over to for a while, I'm not real sure where it's at. I guess I got my little beam pointed in the right direction because I get into it pretty good, but I think it's probably a little bit northeast of me from down here.
And I don't know where this other one is. they did the, he's talking about that they switched to 285. I can pick it up, but I don't know where it is. Ken, Leon, good morning.
So good to see you got the names messed up.
But did I do that wrong? See, get Ken and, did I mess up Leon?
Yeah, this is Andrew.
Oh, God, that was my next guess. My bad.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, this repeater's on 276 right by the North Carolina line. And 285's on 26 and the North Carolina line.
It's like back at home, that 511 machine covered Columbus, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, covering Kentucky, Toledo, Ohio, Pickle, Ohio. So that's a wide coverage.
ZLE Mobile, good morning, everybody.
Is that right?
KN4GF.
Good morning, Anthony. KN4GFW.
Hey, y'all.
That's not bad, right?
Just how old are you?
Got you as well with the HF. I'll be back a little bit. WHD, DMX, report.
Hey, Kevin, good luck. Get you a nap. And hey, Eric, good morning. N4AZE.
Back up northbound down there by BMW.
North then, how are you guys doing this morning?
4CM. I'm glad I ain't driving north either.
Yeah, doing good over here, but that, I think it's been blocked up since midnight.
I'm pointing north.
5 is packed northbound here at the exit 19. I just got on at the 11 and it's been pretty busy ever since. KQ4ZLE.
I was just crossing the state line in that little plateau, but I'm going to lose the repeater again until I get back to 85, so I'll talk to you guys a bit. WTJKT.
Well, that's the numbers are getting better, aren't they?
Monday.
Good, too, and then bam, I had to go throw that in there. I don't know why I did that. I finished one of my airplanes. One Mustang. I copied one from the 50s, and I made a twin Mustang out of it. But anyway, I got it painted and all it. It came out good.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, because you sent photos of those, didn't you? What's up your plane? Did you send them in a group one time?
I don't remember it, but of course, what color was it? I'll tell you if I did or not.
Remember now, I was thinking off the top of my head, I think it had some blue and yellow, but I don't remember. I just remember seeing a plane with two fuselages, and I can't remember from there.
What was it? It's yellow with a kind of a greenish, bluish kind of bodies on it. Yeah, I know, I got it. I'm working on another one now, I don't know why. But, well, for the grandson, I'm going to give this one to the one grandson. This other I get finished, I'm going to give the other one to the other one. So, but, yeah, they got yellow twin 049s on them. Well, I might wreck them, you know.
As an airfield told me, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's always just a matter of when. I mean, they're going to wreck them at some point.
If you fly them regular, at some point, they're going down. I don't think they have one of. 19.
Working on it.
A couple of those over here that I could go by and duplicate, make a twin out of it. Never seen one of those.
Neither.
I'll try something like that if I get bored enough. Maybe next winter or something.
Weather change all of a sudden got cooler. Inside for a few days.
The shop this morning, it was cool. It wasn't bad. It was just kind of crispy because it's been like in the 60s every morning. Hey, what about the fires? I guess the fires are totally out now, all right? N4AZ.
KN4GFW.
Yeah, 4CF.
With all this rain, they would have been out completely.
Probably pretty doggone close to it, but the Forestry Service, when they hit about 90-something percent, they said they weren't going to give any more updates on it, so I think you just have to guess from now. But yeah, it's probably pretty much out. Like I said, if anything, there might be a few hot spots, but I don't know. As much rain as we got, you wouldn't think so.
I'm all out. I know Patrick's up there safe now. He's not back yet. He's still in, I guess he's about come getting ready to come out of the dead spot.
We're HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4CF.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Morning, Patrick. W2JKT.
Patrick, KK4ZLE.
Again, Andrew and Anthony. Hope y'all having a good start to your day. And yeah, I just come out of the black hole with some guy riding behind me with his bright lights on.
Get my drone video.
I have not looked at it yet. I keep forgetting to watch it.
I just wanted you to see what kind of video the drones take. And this is an older one, too. Now, this is a 4K, and I've had this one about 10 years, but it does great videos.
Well, I think they're like 8K now or something like that. And it's crazy the videos they can shoot with that stuff.
They've got them so stable now, you know, that it's just, you never know it was on anything moving around, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. Seen some of the newer videos, and you'd think it was a camera on a tripod.
I mean, it could be in bumpy weather, and it counters itself, the little unit does. But 8K, man, that's got to be, I thought the 4K was good. I'd like to see 8K.
The difference. You can tell the difference. Used to be back in the day, certain size TVs, like 720p to 1080, you can't tell the difference. And you know, nowadays with TVs being 4K, I don't know, would you be able to tell the difference between 4 and 8?
That 4 is just awesome. If there is much of a difference, I'd just like to see it if there is.
Pretty neat. So, well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 before I lose the repeater. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll talk at you later. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you find it.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
See, Andrew. Good talk to you. N4AZE.
Andrew, KQ4ZLE.
I had it. Dave and I were talking about you while you were in the black. You were.
What's that for?
Later, we didn't.
A generator, but I don't know how lucky that was.
We got to use ours yet.
The lucky ones.
Once we use ours a few times after a few years, then somebody else can be in our shoes.
Ours on mine. A few years under its belt.
Hour meter, anything?
Got an hour meter on it.
How do you remember?
I think it's getting up around 200 hours now, which doesn't sound like a lot, but something that just sits there, that ends up being quite a bit.
If you crank it once in a while, I guess it. But you know, those motors, I think TBO on those kind of motors is what, 2,500 hours thereabouts?
It's a lot, but I don't know what it is.
It'd be less than that, but I 200 doesn't even sound like it's really, really broken in good yet, you know?
And mine doesn't exercise every week like it's supposed to, and hasn't in a while. Because I'm tired of messing with it, trying to get it working. So I've just kind of let it sit. It only runs when I need it.
Wondering about, you know, ours, or mine does. I know it's set up. It's set up to every other week. And I'm wondering, is that really necessary? It's got a, I know the battery is on a trickle charger, so it keeps the battery topped off. I just wonder if like once a month would be good enough.
Really don't know what to tell you on that one. Mine runs every week. You're supposed to run every week. But I thought that was a little excessive. But there again, you know, you're preparing for the worst, so you want it to be operational when you need it.
I was just wondering about that. You know, if it fires up every week or even every other week, how long before you're going to need to change a starter?
Years old and has quite a few weeks of firing up every week, and it doesn't, the starter's still original.
Answer that question. Just see what happens, right? Yours do it every other week.
That's the way it's set up right now.
That comes on tomorrow at 1:30. It'll be 2 weeks.
Out there one day, I was cutting the grass and cut off the lawnmower, and I heard it running, and I didn't know what was going on until, you know, I went around that side of the house and saw it was, you know, doing its thing.
Back there cutting grass.
What it sounded like was it was another lawnmower running, KF4NXY. Round me up something for breakfast. Y'all pick it up, KF4NXY.
Something, and if you think about it, text your folks and let me know anything you hear. N4AZ.
Morning, David. KO4HK. 73.
KN4TFW.
Any batteries today?
Look, they've been laying low on the batteries.
Seems like batteries tend to go out when seasons change. It goes from warm to cold. How about Ed and Marshall? I heard from them.
Not this week, but last week.
He was fairly new. I forget his name. Brad, was it?
Brad on here in a couple weeks.
Decent at ham, wasn't he?
What? Fall of last year, I believe it was.
I think he was wanting to get into HF. Well, so that may be where he is now. That HF is turned into a fight, it seems like.
It does seem that way at times, and I don't get on it much. Just not my thing to go hunting a contact and signal report. See ya.
I never have got into that either. If somebody breaks me or something, they happen to be in another country, I talk with them. But I don't, even if I hear them in there, I don't chase them down. They just never had that interest. Some of them are in that stuff hot and heavy, though. They want to work all countries, and I don't know, they may go to all towns after that.
I've heard all counties in the state. So that's 100 of them for North Carolina to get one contact in every county.
I'm ready to do some good work all Walmarts.
Fast you couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, dollar stores on the air. Maybe the lingo where you can use it on the war bands. In just a few minutes, if y'all are here, N4A's at E.
For a few more minutes, KO4HK.
Yeah,
so. Y'all being awful quiet out there this morning.
Traffic, W2JKT.
Been pretty packed from the 11 mile marker. I'm getting on the 42 now. KQ4ZLE.
Good morning. So I'm still up here at 77, but you know that half hour makes a big difference in how much traffic there is.
It does. But you can only imagine on 85, and I'm glad I can only imagine.
A little bit later than traffic gets me, so I have to leave a little bit earlier to beat that. So
sorry about that.
But I can leave a little bit later technically and would be able to make it on time, but if I do, the traffic by then is packed, so I have to leave early to beat that to get up here to Greenville.
Yeah, well, if I you know, every minute later that I leave is that much more traffic I got to deal with. So I can leave at 5 and get there at 6:30, or leave at 5:30 and get there at 7:30. You know, that extra half hour doubles itself.
I understand that.
By not doing my usual breakfast stop this morning, so Google says I'm gonna get there by 7 still.
Buses that we make to be on time. Up here at the hospital. I hope everybody has a good, safe rest of the day. I will talk to you guys next go around. KQ4ZLE, clear.
73 Anthony. Have a great day out there and be careful. KO4HKX.
Talk to you this morning. Have a great day. WTJKT.
KN4KF. Done anything radio wise lately?
HF yesterday, but nothing too much. I worked a few parks on the air stations.
Yeah. Last time you even turned yours on.
It's been a good little while. I bet it's been 8 or 10 months.
To do it.
Wait, I think I just got... I just got frustrated, you know, with, you know, you're trying to make a contact on a, you know, somebody that ain't on the air all the time, and you got somebody pushing 1,500 watts and talking to him, say, yeah, this is the 10th time I've talked to you. And it's like, yeah, just get irate.
And I can definitely understand. Goes back to the same kind of mentality that I just don't care to do that. So I just stay away from a lot of it.
And I've talked to some good operators. I mean, some of them will say, look, if you've ever contacted me before, don't contact me again. You know what I mean? So that kind of weeds out some. But I've made it into the parking lot, so you guys have a good day. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. KN4TFW.
73 Ken. Have a great day. KO4HK.
Great day. Good talking to you. This is WTJKT.
You and I left now, unless David's still out there.
Oh, so I'm still up here at 60-something, so, yeah, I've been keeping an eye on news, unfortunately, this weekend, but, you know, I've been thinking about getting another radio, and I guess I better hurry up and do it, because I think they put a 24% tariff on Japan, and so it's probably just a matter of time before all the radios go up by that much, and, you know, at least the ones made in Japan.
I think it's, what, May 1st that goes into effect.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I think the way a lot of the ham radio retail works is that, you know, they just ship 10,000 radios to the U.S. and it just takes a long time to burn through them. So there's probably a pretty significant U.S. inventory to go through before the tariff units hit, but just not too sure, but I just can't decide what I want. And I also need to go through the approval process, of course, so that might take some time as well. But, you know, I don't know if I want an 891 or a 710 or whatever, so I got to hurry up and make up my mind.
Which radios you're looking at, if you had any narrowed down?
What I like the 891 because I have an FT100D. And I only ever use it for HF. I don't really use the V and U part of it. And it's, you know, it's just a 100-watt HF radio and sort of the same form factor as the 891. It's very ultra-portable. You know, it doesn't have the best receiver specs in the whole world, but I really don't care about that because I'm not doing CW. You know, and that Sherwood receiver list really only matters for people who are doing CW in a very crowded contest environment. And for everything else, it's meaningless. So... Yeah, but it's a great radio, and you can get it for, you know, DX Engineering has that 150 cashback thing on if you get their credit card. You know, so buy and pay it off, you can get it for about $475, I think.
Buy for $891 at all.
That's just like $625, and then, you know, if you get your 150 back, you know, that's $475, so that's a pretty darn good deal.
That is, Have you looked at any Yaesu's new radios they got coming out?
10, and then there's another one I think that they're coming out with soon. It's a QRP radio, but I imagine they're probably going to want a pretty penny for that one.
To compete with the 705 in that market, but I don't understand why the QRP radios are cheap or more expensive than a regular radio.
It is all the rage right now, and that's what everybody wants to do.
The radios are lighter weight and more portable, I guess, so I guess that plays into it too, but I don't know. For me, I think a 100-watt radio is the way to go, just a better platform for me, the way I want to do things.
And I could just have a bigger battery and still run all day, you know. When we did field day at Clemson a few years ago, I had a 40-volt tool battery and a DC-to-DC converter, and I ran my TS-590 at 100 watts output all day on that 12-amp-hour 40-volt tool battery. So, you know, they don't use as much battery as you think, and, you know, you can go for weeks. So, you know, I think it's a pretty good setup.
Winter field day here this past winter. I went on a Milwaukee 12-amp-hour battery, and all day long, I run it at 85 watts, you know, and didn't have any problem with the cold, nothing. It was just rock solid. Everybody else's batteries were having problems and cutting off because of the cold weather, so mine ran all day.
Solar in my camper, and you know, my usual remote operations is to work when I'm out camping. That's what I always used to do before I moved to North Carolina. I'd go camp on the lake and I'd just set up my buddy pole outside the camper and you know, work on HF, and you know, I had the solar and whatever else I could use. So you know, it's a great setup. You know, 100 watts all day.
If you want to do QRP, you just reach over and turn the little knob to the left.
You know, you can turn your 100 watts down to 50 watts and, you know, use half, you know, roughly half as much, you know. I mean, it's a little less efficient when you turn it down that much, but, yeah, you know, make that battery last. But, you know, I'll make up my mind eventually, and it'll probably be like a day late and a dollar short, and end up just skipping it.
Actually, my problem, too, is I hem and haw and don't want to do this or figuring out which way to go, and then next thing I know, I've missed the sale or missed the opportunity. So I know what you mean there.
An FT100D works great, so you know, I don't really need a new radio, but it's just fun to get one from time to time. But if I miss it, I miss it.
I've got the 857D is what I run for winter field day. And yeah, it would be nice to have a newer radio, but that one's just so rock solid.
Seven, the one that you can put the internal battery pack in?
The 897.
Seven is the small form factor radio.
Basically, it's about the same size as the 891 you're looking at.
You know, solid radios all around.
Nothing to complain about with mine, huh? It's been very reliable for me when I needed it.
You're in the left lane, he's going like 5 or 10 miles an hour under the speed limit, just camping there, and nobody will pass him.
He's probably sitting over there laughing too.
Having some fun before he gets off his shift. But
imagine it is. Funny how they're speeding and driving like idiots, and then as soon as they see those cars, they try to act like they're somebody.
Oh man, I see this northbound traffic. I just passed the TA at 290, and they got a left lane blocked on the northbound side, and man, it is a parking lot for miles.
Something about that earlier there, around 101, I believe it was.
They had the blue lights in the left lane and a wrecker, but that was just, I think, just north of 290. There might have been another incident up at 101, but man, this is... This is pretty wild. I wonder how far it goes. 101. So yeah, 290 is north of 101, and the incident's right around 290.
Like I said, I'm just so glad I don't have to get out on 85. Just none of my route takes me anywhere near there. Just because of that right there.
But he was trying to get that transmission out of the shoulder and cause an accident or something.
That's a lot of money laying there.
Ranger transmission for the 2.3 liter platform. I mean, you know, those are hard to come by.
That little Mitsubishi one, the pocket bearing would lock up on it and make it 1-to-1 all the way through.
It's up around 101, so I guess that's good.
Well, Eric, I am getting ready to pull into my first stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful the rest of your trip if I don't talk to you again, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay, we'll maybe chat with you this afternoon. I'm leaving work around 3, so I'll holler for you, see if we can connect. Have a great day. Talk to you later, W2JKT.